And there, directly ahead, was Nomad City.
"Tell me again," he invited Leia, "about Lando and crazy schemes."
She shook her head wordlessly. And even Han, who'd more or less known what to expect, had to admit the view was stunning. Huge, humpbacked, blazing with thousands of lights in the dark side gloom, the mining complex looked like some sort of exotic, monstrous living creature as it lumbered its way across the terrain, dwarfing the low ridges over which it walked. Searchlights crisscrossed the area in front of it. A handful of tiny ships buzzed like insect parasites around its back or scuttered across the ground in front of its feet. It took Han's brain a handful of seconds to resolve the monster into its component parts. The old dreadnought cruiser on top, the 40 captured Imperial AT-ATs underneath, carrying it across the ground, the shuttles and pilot vehicles moving around and in front of it. Somehow, knowing what it was didn't make it the least bit less impressive. The transmitter crackled again.
"Unidentified ship,"
a familiar voice said.
"Welcome to Nomad City. What's this about playing a hand of sabacc?"
Han grinned lopsidedly.
"Hello, Lando. We were just talking about you."
"I'll bet,"
Lando said wryly.
"Probably remarking on my business skills and creativity."
"Something like that," Han told him. "Any special trick involved in landing on that thing?"
"Not really,"
the other assured them.
"We're only going a few kilometers an hour, after all. Is that Luke in the X-Wing?"
"Yes, I'm here,"
Luke put in before Han could answer.
"This place is amazing, Lando."
"Wait till you see it from the inside. It's about time you people came to visit, I might add. Are Leia and Chewie with you?"
"We're all here," Leia said.
"It's not exactly a social call," Han warned him. "We need a little help."
"Well, sure,"
Lando said, with just the slightest bit of hesitation.
"Anything I can do. Look, I'm in Project Central at the moment, supervising a difficult dig. I'll have someone meet you on the landing platform and bring you down here. Don't forget there's no air here. Make sure you wait for the docking tube to connect before you try popping the hatch."
"Right," Han said. "Make sure your reception committee is someone you can trust."
Another slight pause.
"Oh?"
Lando asked casually.
"Is there something..."
He was cut off by a sudden electronic squeal from the transmitter.
"What's that?"
Leia snapped.
"Someone's jamming us,"
Han growled, jabbing at the transmitter cutoff. The squealing vanished, leaving an unpleasant ringing in his ears as he keyed for intercom.
"Chewie, we've got trouble," he called. "Get up here."
He got an acknowledgement, turned back to the transmitter.
"Get us a scan of the area," he told Leia. "See if there's anything coming in."
"Right,"
Leia said, already working the keys.
"What are you going to do?"
"I'm gonna find us a clear frequency."
He pulled the Falcon out of its approach vector, made sure they had an open field around them, then turned the transmitter back on, keeping the volume low. There were freak scanning and mixing tricks that he'd used in the past against this kind of jamming. The question now was whether he was going to have the time to implement them. Abruptly, much quicker than he'd expected, the squeal dissolved into a voice.
"Peedin, any ships who can read me, please check in."
"Lando, it's me,"
Han called.
"What's going on?"
"I'm not sure,"
Lando said, sounding distracted.
"It could be just a solar flare scrambling our communications. That happens sometimes. But the pattern here doesn't seem quite right for..."
His voice trailed off.
"What?"
Han demanded. There was a faint hiss from the speaker, the sound of someone inhaling deeply.
"Imperial Star Destroyer,"
Lando said quietly.
"Coming in fast toward the planetary shadow."
Han looked at Leia, saw her face turn to stone as she looked back at him.
"They found us,"
she whispered.